A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. Read by Sir David Jason. Marley was dead. There's no doubt whatever about that. The register of his burial was signed by his sole executor and sole mourner, and Scrooge's name was good for anything he chose to put his hand to. Old Marley was as dead as a doornail. This must be distinctly understood, or nothing wonderful can come of the story I'm going to relate. Scrooge never painted out old Marley's name. There it stood, years afterwards, above the warehouse door. Scrooge and Marley. Oh, but he was tight-fisted, Scrooge. A squeezing, grasping, clutching, covetous old sinner, hard and sharp as flint. The cold within him froze his old features, nipped his pointed nose, and shrivelled his cheek. Nobody ever stopped him in the street to say, "My dear Scrooge, how are you?" But what did Scrooge care? It was the very thing he liked. To edge his way along the crowded paths of life, warning all human sympathy to keep its distance. Once upon a time, of all the good days in the year, on Christmas Eve, old Scrooge sat busy in his counting house. It was cold, bleak, biting weather, foggy as well. And the city clocks had only just gone three, but it was quite dark already. The door of Scrooge's counting-house was open that he might keep his eye upon his clerk, who, in a dismal little cell beyond, a sort of tank, was copying letters. Scrooge had a very small fire.